From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, Things to Remember. In chapter 23, Joshua is now an old man, shortly to die. As he exhorts the children of Israel to remain faithful unto the Lord, he tells them to take good heed unto yourselves that ye love the Lord your God. Although these words can serve as a warning to the unsaved, their principal application is to God's people. If we are to go on with God, we must keep before us what the Lord has done for us in saving our souls. In His grace and love, He has given His people rich promises, which He has never failed to fulfill. These include promises of His presence, of comfort, and of support. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes, but first, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection taken from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
The text for this morning is found in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Consider who we were, and what we feel ourselves to be even now, when corruption is powerful in us, and you will wonder at our adoption. Yet we are called the sons of God. What a high relationship is that of a son, and what privileges it brings! What care and tenderness the son expects from his father, and what love the father feels toward the son! But all that, and more than that, we now have through Christ. As for the temporary drawback of suffering with the elder brother, this we accept as an honor. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. We are content to be unknown with him in his humiliation, for we are to be exalted with him. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. That is easy to read, but it is not so easy to feel. How is it with your heart this morning? Are you in the lowest depths of sorrow? Does corruption rise within your spirit, and grace seem like a poor spark trampled underfoot? Does your faith almost fail you? Fear not. It is neither your graces nor feelings on which you are to live. You must live simply by faith on Christ. With all these things against us, now, in the very depths of sorrow, wherever we may be, now, as much in the valley as on the mountain, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Ah, but you say, see how I am arrayed. My graces are not bright. My righteousness does not shine with apparent glory. But read the next. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. The Holy Spirit shall purify our minds, and divine power shall refine our bodies. Then shall we see him as he is.
face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. We're happy to announce that the latest issue of the LTBS Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme for this first quarter of the year is The Everlasting Gospel, and three Free Presbyterian ministers deal with this subject under three headings: What is the Gospel?, One Bible, One Gospel, and Christ, the Power and Wisdom of God. In addition, Jill Saunders contributes a devotional article entitled A Woman Called Damaris, the story of a lady of Athens who came to Christ under Paul's ministry. Then the new editor of LTBS magazine, the Reverend Noel Hughes, tells the story of the Hebron Outreach Ministry in an article called Reaching the Children. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Those who request a copy of this particular issue also will receive the first issue of a new magazine called Current, a publication of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. In addition to providing faithful Bible teaching on issues of the day, Current serves as an introduction to the work of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Although this first issue is provided free of charge, succeeding issues will be by subscription, and information about subscribing will accompany the magazine. To obtain your copies of LTBS Quarterly Magazine and the first issue of Current, please write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
the theme of Joshua's address. As in the light of death, he sought to set life for these people in its true perspective. The theme is the same whether he's speaking to the officers or to the ordinary people. That theme is clearly expressed in the words of verse 11 of chapter 23 when he says, "Take good heed." Or be diligent to remember. That seems to me to go to the heart of everything that Joshua wants to say to the people of God just before he leaves them. Take heed. Be diligent to take heed. There is a message of solemn warning, even for the unconverted. And I would admonish you today, as one dying man to another, that you would waste no time in considering how it stands between your soul and your God, and you would flee from the wrath which is surely to come on all who know not the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. But it has to be said that the message Joshua gave was intended preeminently as a warning to those who profess to be God's people. It is a message that stands today in all its pristine power, and it is as pertinent to us as it was to Israel. It's a message about those things that we must be diligent to remember if we are to live in the blessing and in the power that God has for His people. Things that we as Christians are to remember if we're to live in the blessing and power of the gospel. First, we can learn that we should remember what the Lord has done for us. This is what Joshua's message in these chapters 23 and 24 is all about. Read them again and you'll find that Joshua is seeking to impress upon the people of God just how great things the Lord have done for them. Remember what the Lord has done for you. That's the message. Stop and think as you read this passage again this morning. He has given to us, His people, rich promises, and He has not failed to fulfill them. You think of the exceeding great and precious promises God gave to Israel, then translate them into New Testament terms and see those same promises which He has given to us, the Israel of God, and notice how He has fulfilled them. Did He not give to us right when He started dealing with our souls in grace? Did He not give to us the promise of salvation on coming to the Lord Jesus Christ? Did He not promise us pardon for sin, release from the guilt of sin and the shame of sin? Did He not promise us the peace of knowing that it is well with our souls? What happened when by grace through faith we came to Jesus? We laid our burdens down at Calvary. And thank God we found what it was to pass from death unto life, from the power of darkness unto God. We passed into the light of the knowledge of Jesus Christ as our Savior. We found that our sins were gone. They were rolled away, never to be remembered against us anymore forever. We had peace with God, peace in our own souls, peace of conscience, because we stood justified in the presence of the Holy God of glory. My, He gave us a great promise, the promise of eternal life. Is there anything in the world to compare with God's promise of eternal salvation, dependent not on our righteousness, but on the righteous merit of the blessed Son of God himself. Has he kept his word? Are we saved today by grace alone? Thank God, he hath not failed in his promise. And when he saved us, did he not promise, I will be with you always? Did he not say, I will never leave you? I will never forsake you? Did he not give us the promise that he would hide us in the secret of his tabernacle? That he himself would be with us day and night in sickness and in health, in wealth or in poverty, in public acclaim or public shame? He would stand by our side, and we could therefore say, we will not fear what man shall do unto us. And has he not granted us the fulfillment of the promise of his presence? We look back to the children of Israel, and we see when God promised them his presence, he fulfilled it, and he did it to lead them and to feed them. In many ways, that's the best, or at least the simplest, summary of the Christian life. The Lord leading his people and the Lord feeding his people. When you look back in the years since you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, there have been times when you've been out of the way, when, like Bunyan's pilgrim, you've gone into Bypath Meadow, when you've despised the leading of the Lord. But that's your fault, not the Lord's. There have been times when your soul has been famished, but that is not because there has been any lack of the manna from heaven. The bread of life is there, the meat of the word is there, the milk of scripture is there, the fresh water of grace is there. Oh, we have, to our shame, so often wandered away. We have deafened our ears to God's word. We have hardened our hearts to his voice. We have turned away looking for an appetite for things that are not wholesome to the soul. But God has never failed in his promise that he would give us his presence, that he would lead us, and he would feed us. He has given us the promise of unending comfort. The comforts and consolations of the gospel are without number. Suffice to say that whatever situation we come to face in life, God's living word has a promise for us in that situation. I am not a charismatic. You may have possibly gathered that if you've sat here for long enough. You may have gathered one or two sort of oblique remarks that would say, I am not a charismatic. I despise the charlatan movement that has prostituted the teaching of Scripture to its own carnal ends. But I am also not a Christian deist, and I believe that this is a living book. I believe that God the Holy Spirit can take this word and apply it with such clarity and such power, such vividness to the soul of the seeking saint, that God by his Spirit through the word will take what he has in this book and comfort the soul of the seeker. I look back in my own life when I needed instruction as to the will of God for service. God gave it by the Spirit applying the word. I remember very well when I wasn't very long in this country, and we had two great crises. One was in the home when my wife took sick and we were not at all sure as humanly as to what the end was going to be. But within 30 minutes of seeking God, we had a word from God, and God fulfilled his word. What comfort that brought. And then a little time later, when there was a very vicious, lying attack that was leveled against this preacher and against this work with the aim and the intention of destroying both. I remember going before God, saying, Lord, you put me here. And I don't care who says what or what they say. I will be here. Should I pump gas or stock grocery shelves or do whatever needs to be done to keep my head above water, to be able to preach the gospel, I will stay and do it. And I remember going to God and the word that God gave and the comfort that God gave and then the vindication that God gave. I want to tell you, God never fails to fulfill the promise of His comfort to His people. Then He has given us the promise to support us in every time of need. I think of the words to Paul when Paul was so deeply distressed. He was praying and he wasn't getting any answer. Now that for any Christian is always the hardest thing. Some people would say nowadays he wasn't praying hard enough. But that was wrong. He was. Other shallow-thinking Christians would say, well, there must have been sin in his life. That was equally wrong, for he was walking so close to God that in many ways he was the counterpart in the New Testament of Job in the Old. But he prayed, and God did not answer him. So he prayed again, and God still didn't answer him. The thorn in the flesh was as sharp and terrible as ever. Then the third time he prayed, and God gave him the answer, my grace is sufficient. I'll not take away the thorn, but I will give you grace to bear it. I will support you. I will be your stay. I will strengthen you. Sometimes it is the Lord's will to take the burden from off our shoulders. It's wonderful when the Lord does that. But it is equally wonderful when the Lord strengthens our shoulders to bear the burden. In either case, He is giving His support. We must not tie God down to our little petty human thoughts. We must not tie the Lord down to our purposes. To us it would always be great if we never had a pain to bear, if Christians alone among all the people of the world never had a sorrow to hurt their heart, that we always got the burden removed. But we live in a suffering world. Where is the testimony to the sufficiency of grace in a suffering world? It is in followers of the Man of Sorrows who have grace to rejoice in the midst of circumstances that would otherwise crush them. Oh, I tell you, the Lord promises the support for His people. He has given us rich promises and has fulfilled them, every one.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.